You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, folks. Let's get those lineups set right now on Fantasy Football Today. Adam Azarin, Heath Cummings here. Of course, it's Fantasy Football Today in 5. Got the name of the show wrong, but we won't get the advice wrong. Right, Heath? Feeling good?
Of course we won't.
Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers are going to play. Are you treating them like injured versions of themselves or just like themselves?
I cannot believe that especially the Bears would be risking Justin Fields with absolutely nothing to play. So I'm treating him like the full version of himself. He's a top five or six QB for me. The only guys I'd start over him for sure, Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts. Basically everyone else I'm starting Justin Fields over. Aaron Rodgers hasn't really quite been the healthy version of himself all year long. Like, he is definitely not 100%. He is around QB 15, high end number two. I'd rather not start him, but there's no streamers that I would start over him.
Najee Harris, expected to play. Wasted a lot of fab this week, didn't we, folks? Do you start Najee Harris? You feel good about him against the Falcons, at the Falcons?
I don't. He is a flex for me. He and Jaylen Warren very close to each other. Last game these two played fully healthy together, Warren had 12 touches, and they were talking about giving him more work. So I do think you should expect probably something like an 18-12 split in touches. Najee and Jaylen Warren both around RB30 for me. I would start Zonovan Knight over them.
Oh, how about that? All right, Joe Mixon is questionable. This is the toughest one of the week because it's an afternoon game. And we may not know by the time the 1 o'clock games Eastern get kicked off. So what do you recommend here if you have Joe Mixon and if you have Samaje Perine?
I will say we're talking to Tom Spencer, who is at that game. So watch CBS Sports HQ and hopefully we'll have some information for you. But otherwise, you have to do everything you can to have a backup plan for Joe Mixon. This is a fantastic matchup. If he plays, he could be a top five running back this week. I don't want to play someone in the early games and sit him, but you're going to have to try to find somebody playing at four or playing on Sunday or playing on Monday. And a guy you might be able to do, it's a guy in the same game, Jerick McKinnon. He's kind of floated right around 50% roster rate, was on the injury report earlier this week with a hamstring injury, was a full go on Friday, and he could have a big role in this game. So if you could go get McKinnon and then wait it out, that's what I'd do.
Yeah, another guy you could look at is Kyren Williams, 59% rostered. So it's possible that neither of those guys is available, but cross your fingers and hope one of those guys, Kyren Williams or Jerick McKinnon, is available to you. We simply do not know about Josh Jacobs. We've ranked him, but he'll test his calf in pregame warmups, and he's also an afternoon game. So
very similar situation to. I mean, it's easier with him because Zamir White's probably still available in a lot of leagues, and you just pick him up. Samaje Perine, obviously, you don't have that luxury.
Antonio Gibson is expected to play. What does that mean for him and for Brian Robinson at the Giants?
I still like Brian Robinson more. They're both borderline number two running backs. I think there's a chance that both these guys could be good in this game. I expect Washington to be playing with a lead, and the Giants have not been very good against the run. But I would prefer Brian Robinson over Zonovan Knight. I think I have Knight over Gibson.
Robinson over Zonovan Knight. Okay. Jamar Chase expected to play. You ended up with him where in your rankings?
Right around wide receiver 15. I can't imagine sitting him.
Deebo Samuel could be a game time decision for another afternoon game. And looks like they may not have their left tackle, Trent Williams, but we'll see. More optimism there, I think. Debo's expecting to play, I guess. Starter sit Deebo.
It depends. If you have one of those borderline number two wide receivers, I would like to start them over him. The thing is, a lot of those guys are 4 p.m. games anyway. So, it's Juju, it's Josh Palmer. Those guys are in later games anyway. But If you have somebody who's in the top 30 playing in an early game, I would just play them over Debo. Otherwise, I'd probably wait it out.
Let's say Debo does play, and the next one I was going to ask you about was Josh Palmer. And I could also think about in deeper leagues DeAndre Carter this week against the Raiders. But would you start Palmer or Debo? Who do you have ranked higher, Debo or Palmer?
I have Palmer, Juju, and Debo are kind of all right in that same range, but those two ahead of him.
Any interest in Jamison Williams? The Lions rookie wide receiver will make his NFL debut today against the Jaguars.
Want to have him rostered. Very encouraged by the fact that after just a couple of practices, they were like, yep, that guy needs to play. So I want to see what he does. Maybe you throw a dart in DFS. I'm not planning on putting him in my lineup.
Jerry Jeudy looks like he's going to play. Cortland Sutton was sick. It looks like they're both going to play. Obviously, this is going to be the start of a late season rally for Russell Wilson, but in reality, it's not going to be. So anyway, do you sit both Broncos wide receivers now?
They're both low-end number three wide receivers. I would play like Brandon Ayuk over both of them. I'd play Darius Slayton and Zay Jones and those guys over them. But they're still in my top 36, so I can understand if someone needed to start them. I'd start Jeudy over Sutton, but they're back-to-back.
Yeah, someone in our chat, by the way, just told someone else to start Dalvin Cook over Joe Mixon. Do not do that. I would do that if we knew Mixon were playing. But, yeah, don't do that because isn't Dalvin at 1 o'clock? Yeah, so... That's right. Start a 1 p.m. must start running back over Joe Mixon. All right, that is going to do. Romeo Dobbs might play today. I don't think we're going to, you know, put much into that in terms of Christian Watson or Alan Lazard. We'll see how that plays out. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody, and good luck today. We'll talk to you at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for the recap podcast, right around there, and at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, if you want to head on back to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday, we'll be answering your questions for an hour and a half, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, CBS Sports HQ has got you covered. Check that out. For Heath, I'm Adam. Good luck in week 13.